Whether they're pretending to be the IRS or offering up free vacations to the Bahamas, robocalls have taken over phones across the United States.
Hello, this is your final notice from Card Member Services. Get your interest rates reduced to as low as 0% on your credit card.
Your warranty has expired, and this is a final courtesy call to renew the warranty before we close the file.
According to the Washington Post, Americans received roughly 26.3 billion robocalls in 2018, up 46% from the year before. But relief may be on the way thanks to new federal legislation. 2 weeks ago, the House passed a bipartisan bill that hopes to dial back those pesky calls. It's expected to pass the Senate and could be on the president's desk before Christmas. The Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, also called the TRACED Act, would require service providers to implement new caller authentication technology to be used to block robocalls at no extra cost to consumers. Now, it's unclear exactly how much the bill could do. According to experts, the legislation is more of a speed bump than a silver bullet. For more on this, we turn to Kat Zakreski, a tech policy reporter for The Washington Post, who also writes its Technology 202 newsletter.
We are seeing with this broad influx of calls and complaints from consumers that the federal government is trying to be more active in addressing these. The FCC has been issuing more fines and going after people, but it's kind of an arms race in some ways, right? The technology to prevent these calls gets a little bit better. Government does more to try to address this, and then the bad actors get smarter and find ways to get around that new technology.
How are they getting access to our phone numbers?
There's a variety of ways that phone numbers can be accessed. I mean, if you think about all of the ways that phone numbers are available online, you know, you could do a simple phone book search to find them. And really what we're seeing is that everyone's affected by this. This is something that we've seen come up with 2020 candidates on the campaign trail complaining about receiving robocalls. There have been Capitol Hill hearings where lawmakers say they've been interrupted by having robocallers come to their phones. So, you know, whether you're a politician or just an everyday citizen, everyone knows the annoyance at best that these can cause and at sometimes, you know, outright danger to your hard-earned money.
That is not fair, and it's frustrating for a lot of Americans. Tell me the federal government is going to do more on this. Isn't there legislation?
That's exactly right. There's legislation that recently passed the House with broad bipartisan support. That legislation would give the Federal Communications Commission greater authority to go after these fraudsters and basically allow them to issue larger fines in some instances to crack down on robocalls. It also would require the companies to offer free call blocking and authentication software to consumers, hoping that this legislation would relieve some of the pain that you just talked about experiencing.
What about the phone companies themselves? I mean, what about my wireless carrier provider, the Verizons, the Sprints of the world? Why can't they clamp down on this?
It is something they're increasingly working on. There were some regulatory concerns about them taking action about this. There was a lot of concern about not all auto dial calls are illegal, right? So there was concern that if they took certain steps, it might crack down on totally legitimate uses of robocalls. Well, you know, there's a lot of instances where there are legal scams where people are trying to do insurance fraud or steal money. There's also your doctor's office might use auto dialing to remind you of an appointment, or political campaigns might use them to seek contributions. So there was a little bit of concern initially about the companies being too aggressive, but they've taken some steps to, you know, ensure that legitimate callers would be able to lodge a complaint if the software were to crack down on them. So they're now taking more aggressive action at the direction of the FCC and also state's attorney general.
Kat, how quickly should Americans expect to actually see a change in the number of robocalls they're getting? I mean, once the new legislation is passed.
So lawmakers, companies, and FCC regulators are all working in concert to hopefully crack down on these in 2020. You know, we're hearing from them that they're making a broad effort to ensure that we won't see as many robocalls next year. The latest data I've seen said through November of this year, there were already 54 billion robocalls to Americans. And so basically, I think what we'll see play out is an increased effort with this legislation, with the FCC focusing on this more, with companies doubling down to ensure that this happens, because it's bad for the phone companies, too, to be having so much fraud on their networks. It makes people not trust their phones. So I think the pressure is there, certainly, for all of these groups to come together and do more to address this issue. And so hopefully that would make a dent in the numbers that we're seeing, but I wouldn't expect robocalls to totally go away anytime soon.
Kat, you're not making me too optimistic here. I mean, I'm wondering, as you mentioned, fraud is a big component of this. If, for example, you know, there are enough people who tell their phone company, look, I keep getting scammed by this entity, do these phone companies stand to be penalized in any way for allowing that on their networks?
That's a really good question. I think that now there's going to be, if this legislation becomes law, there's going to be a lot more pressure on the phone companies to do more to address this issue. And certainly it's an area that the FCC is focusing on a lot more and putting greater pressure on the companies. This is one of those examples where the technology is moving really quickly and the bad actors might be able to move a little bit faster than government. And so it's a real challenge for Washington and the companies to keep up with this issue.
Kat Zakreski is a tech policy reporter at The Washington Post, and she also writes its Technology 202 newsletter. Kat, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, more robocall blues from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Oh, my goodness. I get them all, and sometimes all day long, and sometimes even late at night. It's horrible.
Hi, I'm Cecilia calling from Bridgeport, PA. I get spam calls all the time. I get them for fake credit cards and fake debts, money scams, insurance scams, faux emergencies, etc. They really do impact my life. I can never accept calls from numbers not in my contacts. I play phone tag with doctors, coworkers, friends, and distant family members. Real important information gets left to wait because I can't trust my own phone.
Hi, my name is Ricky. I'm calling from Titusville, Florida. I often get robocalls about 3 to 4 a day, and my partner actually gets up to 12 regularly. It's gotten to the point where she needs to actually keep her phone on silent most of the time to keep from disturbing herself during work or school.
Oh my goodness. I get them all. And sometimes all day long. And sometimes even late at night. It's horrible. I hear from the fake IRS, the fake Social Security, the credit card people regarding my Discover card that I don't have, the student loan program for loans that I don't have. I get sometimes 10 a day, and I block them all. I have so many phone numbers blocked. I bet I'm not the only one who would be willing to pay money to get it to stop. This is Julia from Clayton, California.
877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.